Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Mvuti.
Yes, how are you, Gam?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Lovely, lovely. Thank you so much. Great to have you once again here on the show. Now, Pastor, we want to conclude the discussion that we have been having the whole week long. And we want to start with, go to our questions. Just thank you so much for your time and appreciate the time that you have made. And it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of looking and preparing. I want to appreciate that and thank you so much, eh?
Thank you.
Lovely. We do appreciate it. I do know that our listeners do appreciate as well. Now, it's no secret that the world we live in is broken. It's been the way like that ever since humanity rebelled in the Garden of Eden. But God promised us that this won't always be the case. His word assures us that sin will one day be obliterated and the earth will be made whole again. And the book of Revelation tells us exactly how this will happen. Now, Pastor, looking at the state of the world today, it's hard to imagine a world where there is no sin. I mean, sin is abound literally everywhere. And the question really is, will sin ever really come to an end? I mean, it's so...
Definitely.
It's so deep.
It will come to an end.
Are you sure, Pastor?
Yes. If you read carefully Revelation chapter 21, verse number 4, it confirms that.
Okay.
And also, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 15... verse number 28, because it actually tells us that everything will be subjected to him. So sin will be destroyed forever. And the Bible also describes a future where God will create a new heaven and a new earth. And the former things shall be no more. In fact, Isaiah chapter 65 verse 17, it actually tells us that the former things shall not be remembered nor come to mind.
Now how will this happen? What's the process that it will take to make sure that there's no sin and the former things are not remembered?
Okay, like we said yesterday, that the millennium will spend the 1,000 years in heaven, and then after those 1,000 years, the holy city, New Jerusalem, will come down, and then and his angels will try to attack the holy city, and then fire will come down from heaven to destroy everything that is evil, and from that on will not have seen more.
Now, will the enemy, the devil, and the wicked,
yes,
will they burn forever? I mean, some believe that they will burn forever. So, will they burn forever? Does the Bible teach us that there will be an eternal fire where they will be kept and just burning and burning and burning? Pastor? Pastor, can you hear me? Hello, Pastor Mvuti? Pastor Mvuti, I think we have a trouble there with the line. Pastor Mvuti is not hearing us. Pastor Mvuti, can you hear me? All right, I do think that we have a challenge there getting through the pastor. Well, we are wanting to really talk and understand the eternal fire. We've heard about the eternal fire. We now want to understand from the biblical standpoint of view, what does the Bible say? It is 16:15 the time here on the Adventist World Radio. And of course, we are having that conversation with Pastor Mvuti, who is joining us on the line, talking to us about the millennium. And of course, we've spoken about the millennium. Now we're wanting to talk about the end of sin. And of course,
connection.
Yes, can you hear me now, Pastor?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yes, did you get my question?
If you read Jude chapter 1, verse number 7, it talks about the eternal fire when it's referring to Sodom and Gomorrah. But we all know that the fire didn't last forever. Yes, so it's the destruction that will be forever, not the fire.
Okay.
So they will be destroyed. They will be destroyed, and there will be no more.
All right.
Yes.
So basically, the fire is not going to be blazing forever.
Yes. The purpose of the fire will be to destroy the evil one and his angels, including his followers.
I see. And so to say that he will be burning there forever is not biblically correct.
The Bible tells they will be burning forever. But if you visit the original languages, they don't confirm that.
I see.
They actually, yes, they say there will be, it's just the destruction of the devil.
Okay.
Yes.
Lovely. No, well, I think that I can take that. I do hope that my listeners can also, agree with you there. Now, what would be your final thoughts and maybe some teaching on this fundamental belief before I let you go?
Yeah, when Jesus comes, we'll go and stay in heaven for 1,000 years. And during those 1,000 years, we have a review of whatever happened. We have a review of God's judgment. And we have the reasons why some of the people that we thought will be saved and are not saved. So we have such a... So because we have answers, so we justify God's judgments. So after that, and then, like we said, that that's when the evil one will...
Yeah, no, the line is not as good today. Pastor, yes, you were just concluding?
Yes. So I was saying, after sin is destroyed, including his angels and all those who are the wicked ones, and we have the conviction that God's judgments were just. So our God is a just God. So someone might think that why a loving God can be so cruel. So after reviewing God's judgments, we agree with God's judgment.
Yeah.
Yes. And we confirm that God's judgment is just.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's beautiful. Man, Pastor, I must thank you so much for your time. Thank you for coming through. And blessings to you and your family. Happy preparation day and a blessed Sabbath ahead.
Thank you so much. Be blessed too.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.